Taunton Vale Hockey Club, we run five men's teams and five women's teams, ranging ability-wise all the way from age groups as low as under-14s all the way up to fully grown adults. We've got over 200 members at the club. We've got excellent facilities based on our competitors in the southwest. Clubhouse is adjacent to the pitch, which is something you wouldn't find elsewhere, so we're never too far from training to stagger over to the bar, which is good.
How long have you been going for?
It's been decades through the wars, and at those points we had a few turning points where the pitch actually changed location during that time. And recently we've redeveloped the pitch up at Taunton Vale, up at Gypsy Lane on the north side of town, and it's a nice blue and pink colour, which are matching to the Olympic standards.
Yeah, I've seen that. Am I right in thinking they make them blue in case they're on television sometime?
Yes, that's right. And so the ball has changed colour as well through the television to a yellow, as that's actually reflected better on the blue pitch, and the yellow ball, like tennis, is actually picked up on the screen better.
Does it make it easier to play or not? Does it make any difference?
The biggest difference that we have isn't the ball, but it's the lighting that we have at the club. We've got some fantastic, really bright LED lights, which are super efficient, real great cost saving for ourselves as a club, so the treasurer is very happy. But as ourselves, we're able to play league matches under the floodlights, and that makes a huge difference because it means that people can enjoy their day with their family and then come along after a day of hockey and then watch them, hopefully what we believe is elite sport going on at the top end.
So let's talk about that, because I know that you want to get up even further in that sport, don't you? And this could be the season it all happens. You're quite confident this year.
Yeah, we're quite confident, and as are the ladies' side as well. So we run a first team and a second team on both the men's and the ladies' sides. We consider that to be our elite teams. We have training squads which train once or twice a week. We run our set plays and make sure that we've got a squad that's fit enough to do the job, but also that's mentally engaged. Along with those squads, they're actually trained by our level 4 coaches. Those who do know something about coaching hockey know that that's level 4 is actually comparable to a master's degree and is actually really high level. There's only a few level 4 coaches in the country, and I think there was only one female, and she's here at Taunton Vale, and that's Claire Hayes, and she does a great job for the ladies' side.
Gosh, so it's all about the big picture then, isn't it? From top to bottom and behind the scenes.
Definitely. We are definitely an encompassing club. One of the points that we want to raise is that the first team for the men's and the first team for the ladies, we're striving for National League promotion this season. We're currently both playing in the Premiership, and we want to be playing up to our national standard, which is going to send us as further afield as Birmingham and playing up in the National West Prem.
As far as the leagues go and your experience of what you have played, what's the main differences between the levels? Is it a quicker game the further up you go? Or how is it possible to describe the differences?
It is, yes. It's very much, it can be based on fitness, as very simple as that. A lot of the objectives of people playing hockey on the weekend can be as a social game and a release from their normal life, which is absolutely fine, and that's what we cater for. But it's also a skill level. And the basic skill that you have with the stick and ball in your hands, with your footwork and the way you interact with your team and the way your team works together really impacts how well you do in the league. And of course, a league's not just a one-off week, it's 20 games plus during the season, so it's hard work.
And with any sport, it's about consistency then, isn't it, I suppose?
It is, yeah. But then also, the way different teams play, it's about the variation and what you can do to combat that and hopefully come out with 3 points every single week. What we try and do with our high-level coaches is to develop thinking players on the pitch, and so that we're not just reactive, we're actually proactive, and we're able to absorb a lot of the pressure, change the way we play, and come out with the win.
Now, with regard to the sport itself and you as a club, both men and ladies, I understand that there are chances for people to have a taste of what you do, and they could be the stars of the future, I suppose.
Yeah, and being an encompassing club, I mean, what we run on a Friday night at 5:30, it's a simple £3 just to join off for a one-off session, or you can join the club as a social member. We have back-to-hockey sessions, so they're specifically aimed from England Hockey at people who have taken a break from hockey in their lives. So maybe they've chosen their career as a priority, or children. And it's actually a great way for people to get back into the game, is if they find that their life has slowed a bit and they've got some spare time and they want to enjoy themselves and join as a social network. Joining hockey is a great way of doing that. And so we can do that on a Friday night. And to be honest, the results that we've had from that are fantastic. And we're seeing those players develop their skills or revisit their skills that they've left behind in the past to actually integrate into the normal teams of our club, which is fantastic. So it's not only new, younger blood that comes through, it's actually the older generations which come back to the club, which we really enjoy.